two cases where they see v'dabar davar are both tonight. The Burgenin case and the Sefirot Poland case. Both tonight. As I line up the kibbutz, sort of a pair of throwaway line. It's mind-boggling. Unbelievable. Now, what do you do? So how can anyone argue? So before something more like him, I'm going to knock his shvus. What's everyone else going to say? So I saw they quoted the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes is an incredible pshat on that Gemara. Kufman of an Aleph. Unbelievable pshat. What's that? Mind-boggling. Unbelievable. Now, what did so how can anyone argue? So before something more like him, I'm going to knock his shvus. What's everyone else going to say? So I saw they quoted the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes is an incredible pshat on that Gemara. Kufman of an Aleph. Unbelievable pshat. What's that? What does it say there? What does that mean though? But there's no details furnished over there. Which touches? Let's take a look at Tarsus Kufi Gimel. They say you can't even open your mouth. You can't say anything. I understand, but that's a different kind of an issue. Stam shouldn't talk. All right, that's already up to a higher Madrega, up to Rabbi Scheinberg, they told me, doesn't say anything on Shabbos. All right, that's up to Madrega, Yechidus Gula, they don't talk at all on Shabbos. Okay, but we're not holding that Madrega. So Rashi, the Nekakul Memkar, I mean, the Tam said to himself, Heftzucha, what does it mean? Don't say anything. Shimon bar Yochai. That's it. Shabto. That's it. The kosher, they'll matter to say good Shabbos. He's saying, Master of the Tosis Klor, that they were saying for today. Okay. Are you sure? I read Rabbi Kiveh. I read it inside. I didn't make it up. Okay. Good point. Let me know what Sfas Emes wants to suggest. Incredible. Sfas Emes is the following interpretation. Look what he says. He says as follows: Ma de Mishani Chover Nachri, Ma Molo Zelagavi Homa the Scholi Polim, Hare Havi Nami Mimso Chevtcha, Masha Omala Hakam the Scholi Polim. I kept screaming the whole time. I didn't understand the answer to this question. If you hold that it's usher to have workers hired for you, so even if you're asleep and the guy's doing it, you should be over. It's your Yisur Mimso Chevtcha. What kind of shvus? Look, and after the Torah, it's a call. The Masha Kosev. The Gemara, Ma'ish to Ma'ish to Chaveru, Hainu Kanal. That's what the Gemara means. A new pshat, an unradical pshat. What does it mean? Legabe Ha'omel Liskar Ein Afkamina. The Bichai Gav the Nami Pshita the Oser. Why? Mitamim Tochef Tzecha. That's exactly what the Gemara means. When it comes to hiring workers, there's no distinction whatsoever. Whether you did it yourself or you did it to a guy. If I'm putting on a light, if I do this with the rice, I tell the guy to do it with the rabbana. But the nature of the use of Mesol Chemsel is identical. And he quotes the Suda Ran. The Suda Ran, he quotes the Chidush Ran. He says a line which may lead to that conclusion. It's a one-liner. That's how he interprets the one line. On page Kuf Nun, look what he says. Amir Nachishvus, what does that mean? He says, the Osalomalo, the Ain Ben Yisrael, the Kusi Bidover Zek Klub. Now, it could mean that if it's also for me, it's also for the guy on the lower level. But he interprets the word Klub to mean, no, it's exactly the same level. It's exactly the same level. So what's the more answer? It's exactly the same level, the highest level. So what's the more answer? What's the more answer? Says it's Sasemes. Says it's Sasemes. But there's another word. He's assuming that when it comes to Mimso Cheftzcha, although it's no difference if I do it myself, or if I tell a guy to do it, I'm just as involved in the hiring process. If I do it on Friday, then not. I told him on Friday, frek the Gemara, Amir Lakam Shavuos Bialmo. Okay, that's the Gemara's kasha. Okay, Amir Lakam Shavuos. This is a whole radical new pshat. Why is it a Shavuos? So the Kiveger and the other Shavuos, Kuf Nun Tes, says, even if I'm passive on Shabbos, if also if a Kenyan is chal for me on Shabbos, it's hard, it's kind of a Kenyan, we thought. Why? Zera Shema Yichtov. Like I keep telling you, like the post come out, Shema Yichata Begecholim. I can't put a pot on an open fire on Friday, I may stoke the coals on Shabbos. So I can't set into motion an acquisition, which will take effect on Shabbos, I may write it on Shabbos. That's the Pashat of Chandra Bikivega Kufnon Tes, who's asking. Now, we thought him so Chetzel. He debunks the whole notion. He's against the Chasam Sova with the Ramban Chumash. It's only a Shema Yichto, and it fits in with the pattern. I can't do something on Friday that may come to write or to stoke coals on Shabbos. A whole new approach. Now, even with this approach, you still have to say what I told you before, what the Talmidim thought of to answer the Shemir Shabbos Kulchasa. When you wanted to say, you can tell a guy on Shabbos, why didn't you put off the light last Motzi Shabbos? Here, even according to the Kiveg, it's going to be problematic. Because here, you're using the dirty word, the Kibri word, or the Lamanis Lacha word, for purposes of Motzi Shabbos. It's still going to be a problem. It's going to have to get your remes. But the whole new theory is quite remarkable. This being the case, I had this wild idea. Maybe there's no such thing as a Dabra Dabra called Rebbe Kivega, nothing. What do you do with the Gemara? You can't tell the guy to put out the fire on Shabbos. You don't tell him Kabei. Can't tell him. Kabei, that's Shlichus. Shlichus. What about Kolam Mechabe and Omafsid? So we always thought that Kolam Mechabe and Omafsid knocks out both. What does that mean? It knocks out one and overcomes another. It knocks out shlichus because it's only an indirect thing. What do you do with v'davar dovra? I kept telling you, v'davar dovra is mutter v'mokum hefsid. I said it 10 times. Who said so? I always gnawed at me. I even mentioned to you once before that some of the poskim say shvus to shvus is mutter v'mokum mitzvah not v'mokum hefsid. So I explained to you why. V'mokum mitzvah is no v'davar dovra meikara. It's kept to shemayim mutara. V'mokum hefsid, who said it's a head to v'mokum hefsid? Who said? It's a mafurish gemara. Kol mechabe and a mafsid. How you get out of the v'davar dovra problem? Loitzer b'kivega. No, he's putting it out today. There's no v'davar dovra. It's wild. It's wild. So if it's no v'davar dovra, so the reason why they introduced makom hefsid, either because of the shlichus element in the case of no, so you can't take kabeh, that's too much. Allow kolam kabeh. What's wrong with kabeh? So the Ran said why? Because you're going to tell them, you're going to do it yourself. That's how famous Ran is going to be. Have a behola. You're going to mamish do it yourself. You're going to do it yourself. That's a different story. That's an amazing thing. There is no iser. One could say. Kiveger himself says also with the Rabbana, so you need a Malcolm Hefzer. I'm just suggesting a wild possibility, a quantum of Kiveger. Yeah. Right, so I'm not passing this way, don't misunderstand me. But the Kiveg himself says also there about it, but Luchar, there's no Makom Preferish, Kuf Yud Gimel. Kuf Yud Gimel, okay, but that's quite what that means. It means you can't say Shalom Aleichem, so that's a total different order completely. It's all new to me. Okay. Now, Rabosai, we still haven't, before we start the new Sugya, I want to come back, I'm saving for tomorrow, one more flashback. The flashback on that story about the Bavli with the Rishalmi with the Osla Tzorok Ola Tzorok Ha Yisrael. Let's go. I don't want to get involved in that now. Maybe tomorrow I'll go back to that a little bit. Two different Girsos in the Rishalmi, the Bialocha. One more pass at that, but not now. I want to discuss now a number of other things. Unbelievable. I didn't know about this. You learn new things. Rabosai, we have here a Mishnah Brewer that we spoke about before. I want to come back to it for a minute. I think it's Shin Chav Hey, if I'm not mistaken. One second, I'm not sure. We'll see in a second. No. Not Shin Chav. Maybe Shin Zion. Here we go. We saw in Mishnah Berurah Nun Hey. What did it say? The Mechaber said, "Likros Bigeret Hashluchol Emeno Yodeh Ma'achos About Mutter." The Tovli Zohar Shlo Yigabo. So the Mishnah Berurah writes as follows: There's an Isa Hano Mishuva B'Shvilo. The question is, why doesn't it apply over here? Two reasons given. One is, the Gzeira Shemayom Alagoy doesn't apply, you know, it's going to send you a letter. And two, Lo Choshev Hano, Kevin She'eno Nenem Igufa Shom Alachem. Who said so? Hagra, Sharti and Samach Gimel. Hagra, B'Shem Agon Avram, Tov Kuf Tesvav. What does it say there? What does it say in Tov Kuf Tesvav? Unbelievable things. I didn't look there until now. Unbelievable. I think I have on Shulchan Aruch Chelek Gimel, I think it's there. Unreal, what's there? Chilei Ploim, I never knew it, and I'm embarrassed. I'm not much embarrassed. I learned this year B'Sefta Beitza, and I just sort of, whoop. I don't know. Maybe the Messiah knows about this. Hold on a sec. Let's see. This is Tav Kuf Tes Vov. So the Mechaber writes in Sif Tes, quotes the Gemara, Tosis quote. The Ksanon came Chutz Tchum. Yisrael Shashiga Doron Lechaver De Yakam Erev Yontav. It's talking about Akam Eviv Yontav Vichutz Tchum. Mutter Afilu Lemi Shehuva Bishvilo Leachwa. Mutter. Says the Morgan Avro. Sherei Ein Akam Eviv Bishalo Kedesh. Nigzar Shema Yom Al Haveli. Can't, again, like we saw the Smudges now. That's what the Gemara just quoted. You can't say Shema Yom Al. Venirali, Tibizel Chuliyama Mutter, Tlo Osa Mishem Shaloye Hanem Melechas Yantif, Kaven the Eno Nenem Melech Atma, Kain Nirali. What does that mean? Who's having a no? He brought him delicious apples. He eats the apples. What does he mean? What does he mean? Says in Machzis Hashekel, Sisvar Rabbeinu Yonah. No change in the Heftz itself. That's what the Magen Avraham meant. There's no change in the Heftz itself. So Shema Yom Alo doesn't apply because you don't know who's going to send you apples. And the Isano Be'etzem, Maisa Shabbos doesn't apply because there's no physical change in the apple. Just transported from place to place. Now, if you give me the Gemara Beitza, the big one, so I can actually read it. It's, where is it? I think it's in the... I want to read it. That's it. All right. Unbelievable. Rabbi Yisai, I wasn't focused. Look what the Gemara says in the Sefta Beitza. Unbelievable. The Gemara has here in the Chofheim and Aleph, first words, Chutz l'tchum aser. Why? Says Rashi. It's also because of Maisa Shabbos. So why is it also for somebody else? Well, the Rabbanon lo ach mekule hai v'dayne masru al zeh. Okay. That's why Abba Shul Yisrael, Abba Shul Acha. That's a Gemara. We saw Tos. It's a Rabbeinu Sayyid. So you're a little bit open to Tos. I'll just quote the Gemara. Tos is Kuf Chav Beis Amin Al. Just to show you. I'm going to have it in front of you. You see it in Tos, you'll be able to follow better. Tos is quotes here the Gemara. Don't they quote the Gemara? Here it is. Beitzah Chafei, Tosas V'im. Habab Yisrael Zeh, mutal liyisrael acher. Okay, so Rashi says the first reason it's only the Rabbanan, they weren't machat atos, it's only the Rabbanan. Okay, tam acher nirali michutz tchum asurim gzeir shem yishlach b'shvilo v'vavishu yisrael zeh mutal acher the lekel emigzavosh ena makira. So the mashal crossed it out. It's a parenthesis in Ashas. Crossed it out. Why did he cross it out? Of course he crossed it out. Rashi doesn't hold for this reason. Everyone knows that. He's presented it clearly. Rashi holds Maisa Shabbos, and Tosfos holds it's Shema Yomalo. So how can this Rashi be? What does he do? Take a felt tip pen, cross it out. So says the Marashah. Cross it out. Okay, easy. Says the Marashah. Marashah Mochak calls it. Because Rashi doesn't hold Shema Yomah. To cross out all the Svarim, how can it be? Impossible. Says the Marashah as follows. Surely Rashi's main reason is Shalayahanim and Maisa Shabbos. No difference between Alma Chavera. Ava Gabi Chutz Tchum, Lo Nase Beguf HaDover Isa Malacha, Lo Gazru, it's Rabbeinu Yon again. It's Rabbeinu Yon again all over again. There's no Isser over here. Ella, I put Maisa really is also Mishnah before us in Shabbos. Ella Mishim Shema Yishlach Mishvilo. And then it's Mutal Achayim, and then it's Razot, the Balamor. Because the Balamor explains the Yeshemin Bechum like Rashi, he said Maisa Shabbos. And by Chutz Tzchum, he says Shema Yomalo. So see, even the Balamor holds in the two reasons. There's only one question remains. So why is Rashi Matir Yontav Sheni immediately? If he holds Tosfos' reason, he should wait till when? Till Imotzi Yontav Sheni, Shema Yomalo. So the answer to Machta Shekel says, I'll ask you a question. Remember the Tosfos here somewhere? In Beitza? What happens like this year? Yontav Friday Shabbos, Thursday, Friday Shabbos. Pesach, right? Thursday, Friday Shabbos? Well, that's not so good, guys. Let's say Rosh Hashanah. Sunday's Rosh Hashanah, Thursday, Friday Shabbos. Says Tosfos, you really should wait Thursday, Friday Shabbos, or even Pesach. Same thing on Tosfos. Should wait till Motzei Shabbos. Because after all, this is Chodesh Shiyasa, because it's a practical consideration. You don't have to wait till long. It's too much of a chumras of Tosfos to wait 3 days. So Rashi holds, okay, to wait 2 days is also too much of a chumra. So Rashi also can agree to these other reason of Shema Yomala. So that's a Mefurash Tosefta. He even holds from it to Asachot Tzachum. Because there is no reason to Maisa Shabbos, no change in the Chavtza. But he maintains that there never was it past the Motzi Shabbos, Motzi Yontav Rishon, then go to Yontav Sheni. That's what he says. Unbelievable. That's the Machzah Shekel right there. Right there. Says the Vilna Gaon, who quotes this Mogen Avraham, he's not happy. Because he thinks that the Magen Avraham misunderstood, totally misunderstood. How so? Where are we? I read you the Mishnah Berurah. We're Siman what? Just now. Shin Zayin? Just pass me the grill right there. That's it. I want to read you his lush. Sif Yudal, was it? Here it is. The Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham Shom Taktav Kosav Chulam Amut Kemesh and Enemy Gufa Min Amalach Atzva. Where's it coming from? The Mordechai. He picked it up from the Mordechai. What Simon? Open up yourself. Reish Nun. Open up to the Mordechai Reish Nun. That's where the Magen Avraham got it from. Now we shall see momentarily, this can be read in two different ways. Again, going back to the early Rishonim, it's not so clear. The city is in the original. What's Reish Nun? Here we go, the last narrow line, top of the page, for second column, page Ayin. ואין להתלי משום דבר כמו קוטס דמות להני ולשולחי גרס בשבס שאין גוף הישרול ננה מגוף הישר אבל הוכר שהישרול ננה מדובר הישר וגוף הו מלך לשבס ועדי אוסר נעשה בשביל ישראל. What do those words mean? So the Mogan of Rama understood it to mean Rabbeinu Yonah. It went chus tchum, there's no physical change. That's what he understood. Says the Gra, he goofed. That's not pshat. That's not pshat all. Dvar of enim avonim klal. V'lo domi l'sham klal u klal. T'kan v'yigeres yesh lo markein. What do you mean by yigeres? Yigeres, you have a letter. You open it up. That's what the Mordechai meant. You didn't do anything, you just made it accessible. But coming from Chutz Tchum would be Osir. Yeah? Yeah, what does he say? Oh, for the Mishnah Brura, what did he say? Shin Zion, got this Lashon, not completely clear what he means. I wasn't sure what he meant myself. What does the Mishnah Brura mean? The Mishnah Brura's Lashon is, that we started with, what's the Mishnah Brura's Lashon? The Mishnah Brura's lashon is the lo chashiv ano kevin she'eno nana mikufa shel malacha. What does that mean? It means he's just opening a letter, or even chutz tchum is not a problem. The first one you're saying, Shah, just opening a letter. Okay, that's exactly what the Mordechai said. That's what the Vilna Gaon is very upset. So I saw in the Yizel Mayim that there are two sefer atrumas. Unfortunately, I don't have it. If I get the bigger, get brought up. Resh Chof Beis and Resh Nun Beis. One sounds one way, one sounds the other way. So I don't want to, I'm going to reserve any judgment until I see it inside myself. It's not clear what exactly did the Mordechai mean. You know how the Mogan Avraham understood it, we know how the Vilna Gaon understood it, and it's not exactly clear. Unbelievable. So all this stuff I just discovered after we spoke about this topic last time, I wanted to share it with you. All right. Now, Rabosai, in our transition to the new topic, I want everyone, if you can, to look in the Shmiras Shabbos Kol Chasim. Those who have it, there should be enough copies to go around, Rabbi Say. At this point, everyone should be able to have his own copy of Shmiras Shabbos Kol Chasim. I just got mine. Just pass it over if you don't mind. Thank you very much. Perek Lamed Aleph Siftes. A very serious question. Halacha l'maisa mamash. Perek Lamed Aleph Siftes. Nochri shemitafkida hu lishtof kelev sheyudi b'motzi Shabbos. V'hu rotza l'shotfen b'Shabbos k'dei sheyaponi b'erev. He wants to, or maybe she wants to, go out in the town on motzi Shabbos. Disco. Say she wants to wash the dishes now on Shabbos. Ein tzarech limchos biyodo. You don't have to stop. Okay. Footnote Lamed Aleph. Shere Yehudi eino miyached melechas anochri the Shabbos. He didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. He didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. V'lo eino dome l'reish mem dalet sifhei d'yesh osrim. Whoa, what's this? Let's open up. This is our first taste into the new sugya. Reish mem dalet sifhei. We're just touching on it. We're not even going to get into it big time. I just want to, he quotes it. What's the reish mem dalet sifhei? Yesh osrim. Im sacha gar l'shana l'shtayim sh'yichtelo sh'yereg lo beged there is a kosev org v'shabbos kilu kotzim sh'yichtelo sefer sh'yereg lo beged sh'vosach b'chole sh'yirtze. Do whatever you want, I don't care what you do it. V'yesh mi sh'oser v'socher agor l'zman. If you hire the guy by the hour and you don't tell him when to work, you work on Tuesday, Saturday, I don't care when you work. Yesh mi sh'oser, wait a minute. So Rav Neuver, Shlita, is bothered. According to the Yesh Misha Oser and Reish Mem Dalet, Sifhei should be also to allow the Goya to wash the dishes on Shabbos, even though you don't care if it doesn't melt in Shabbos. Says no. Why not? The Ayin Shabbat Mishnah Brewers of Kodn Chavches for Tamzel or Shayach Ka. What's Chavches? Hudas Arrived. What does that mean? Yisrael marviach al yado. What do you mean? The shema yitzdarach am lemochel lichtov lo yuchal asim shneim k'echod. The guy's on retainer to write from when I never even needed to write. So I may need him for another job tonight. Says Rabbi Neiver, that's not going to apply. There's one set of dishes. If you put on the dishwasher now at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, or you come back and put on the dishwasher at 10 o'clock tonight, there's not going to be any more dishes. Come on. And if they want, you'll do it. There's enough time for everything. That's what he says. Ad kan, the Shmir Shabbos Kochos. So far, so good. Okay. I have one major issue. I don't know how to get out of it. He writes him a letter. He writes in parentheses. He's quoting himself. Now he doesn't mean to argue on himself, does he? Well, let's take a look in Perek Lamed Sif Lamed Alf and see what it says there. What does it say there? Perek Lamed Sif Lamed Alf. There it says. It's false. Ozeret Bayit Nochrit Beit Yehudi. You have a living maid. Or a common maid. Also, the last of Yishabas of Yehudi called Malacha Shal Yehudi Yishalah also Lasosa. Tikun Garbayim. He said, Takaf Gamemena Yehudi Mitzavah Lasosa Davka Bishabas. Abu Yehone Bekach Shanokas Yepnir Bimosa Shavua Lavoda Cheres Bishvilo. The Yema Nokas also can get a shit to be Mosa Holt Yepnir Lasma, but Starak Lavas Bishvila Yehudi can negate as man Shasta Bishabas, Kamulo Tivos of the Gmoras Malacha Bishabas, Mutter. So far, it's great. Perfect, right? Until you turn the page. Once you turn the page, it's mamish 100% the opposite. What does he say? Uvilvad shelo tavod michutz lechedra shelo. Ribeinu shel olam. She washes the dishes in her own private room. This is shiksa. He asked it completely. He asked it completely. Why did he ask it completely? Why? Kuvav, Ayin, Simon, Reish, Nun, Beis, Sif, Beis. Take a look. What's Reish, Nun, Beis, Sif, Beis? That's follow the paper trail. What's Reish, Nun, Beis, Sif, Beis? What does it say? This is the reason to ask it in a Jew's house. What does it say there? He says, it's Mutter, and Kotzes, Lo, Damim, Shay, Osa, Osa, Betov, Asana, Vusha, Lo, Yom, Olo, Lassa, the Shabbos, Vigam, Sheyase, Hagoy, Amalocha, Bibeso, in the Goy's house. He can't do it in the Jew's house at all. Not allowed. Not allowed. Why? Mishnah Berurah Yud Zayin. Why? Does Mirzi Ki'ilu Hu Osa B'Shlichus Yisrael? It's a Maris Ayin. We're going to be discussing this next topic. Maris Ayin is the champ. One of the most important considerations in this week's learning. Maris Ayin. So we're afraid if the guy is going to do the work at a Jew's house, it'll look as if the guy was hired to do the work with Afghan Shabbos. Gaval. That's found in the Shmir Shabbos himself in Sif Kafei. He quoted himself. That's a sine qua non. And he quotes the same source. Reshin Beis Beis and Mishnah Berurah Yud Zayin. Said, how then does he allow you to let the Goya wash the dishwasher on Shabbos? He himself quotes back. Look back. So, if she's using the sink. No. We said before, you're allowed to tell the Goya to put the hot water on in the sink on Shabbos. Because it's only a psikration. Okay. But to Ayat Achana. So they weren't gozer on Maris Ayin of Achana. So the Melachim Omnayich writes in page Reish, excuse me, Mem Aleph, that there's no Maris Ayin, and the worst case scenario is only Achana. All right, but if you're using the dishwashing machine, which we assume to be also to put the machine on Shabbos, Gaval, to steer Menei Obey, a Pella Otsa. You take a look here in the Sharatzi and Yud Zayin, right here, Reish and Beis. For East, you look at the Mekomos. Shesokhanem goyim bekablonis lenaris apishteim bechatzera. Umenaren gam biyom ha-shabbos v'lo yofem osim. The Afim, who minikol here bekablonis, Hello, Brishus Yisrael, La'olam Asr. It's absolutely prohibited. And if you ask me, Rabbi Osai, our case is much worse. Much, much worse. There are many non-Jewish people working in Jewish homes who are not kaplanos. You're living in living. You do whatever you want. No. There are many who are paid by the hour. I come in with a goyen, I have to come, you come, you do me a favor, you'll come in at 9 in the morning, you leave at 3 in the afternoon. I'll pay you 6 hours, I'll give you $60, or maybe $120, whatever, and that's it, goodbye. About such a lady, you can't say, well, she could have just as easily have done it at 10 o'clock at night. 10 o'clock at night, she's no one there, I don't want her in my house at 10 o'clock at night. She said she would have left, I want her out at 3 o'clock. So when she does it, then she has to do it to save time tonight. She can't do it, she's not here tonight. So it's even worse in that kind of a case. Ozeres bias, it doesn't only mean someone who's a living. A living should be awesome anyway. But Kavachomer, someone who's being paid by the hour leaves at 3. Well, before she leaves, to put on the dishwasher and because she's trying to save time for tonight. What do you mean? You're not here tonight. So what? Pile ployim. I don't know. So Nikir Adin Neila, if she's a living. But what about Chashad? So I saw in the sanctity, if you give me a piece of sanctity of Shabbos, something very interesting. Quotes from Rav Moshe, Gevaldige Svar. What a Svar, unbelievable. Page 91. Shamati mi moron agram feinshinim. Shabbos manenu in malachshosh. Shani shvachos didai mishal doros hakodnim. Oh, everything's gotten, we've gotten shvach. Even the shvachas have gotten shvach. Shayom and our shvachas mishubodas the whole shows hayom. L'chol yamei ha-shavua. K'kinyon kaspam shalom. There's not the confederacy, Rabbi Sai. Alalokim na'atun yamei kofesh b'chol shavua. Who shows no fesh b'chol yom. K'pol rogil sh'ovid lo yosem mechamisho shish yom l'shavua. As you're forced to work more than that, they're going to leave right away. They have their standards to help. L'chein zesha also says the malach of Yom Shabbos ain't zel la'atsh la'atsman shows pnius mosi Shabbos of your mission kedarka. U'me'ele chashuv malach and k'osin medas atzim l'mutter. And he told the story to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman who was masking to him. And we saw Yanka Fisher's masking, Rabbi Scheinberg's masking. Wait. What do you do with Akasha? The last line on the page, 91. Yesh lahar from the Chai Adam. Quoted in the Mishnah Berurah in the Reish and Beis Yitzayin. Shebe Beis Yisrael also the Kabbalah Nasos Malacha Mishim Chashash Shal Maris Ayin. Shebe Yomah Shetivo Abal Abayis Lasos and Beshabis. Nekein Beshivka Shemalach the Bnasi the Kabbalahnas. Av she also that of the Navsha. Hayu Tzrichim Les the Mishim Maris Ayin. Maybe he told her to do it on Shabbos. Shamati Moran Agram Feinstein, he has a terrorist in this one too, page 92. The call is to a Shalachai Adam Shayach Rakbe Molochah Shebehen Yesh Mokom Lachshosh Sheachsha Bishabbos Tziva Yisrael Asosam. Uchko Molochah Shein Ashivka Osam Bechol Yom Vayom, El Mipam Lepam. The Kevin Shekein Yesh Lono Lachshosh Lezeh, I feel like she also Osam Adatim Zanavsha. Maybe told her to do it on Shabbos. Ava Molochah Sheashivka Regila Asosam Bideyom Vayom. Ain kan shum tzad lachshosh shemetziva balabayis b'miyuchad shere yodas meyat malasosim kechelik mitochles avodosim lishem tzivui uvehen muteres nisasek kevan shi osa adat of the nafsha. Great, Ramosha. Look at the very next paragraph. It's in brackets for Rabbi Cohen Shlita. Look what he writes. Ach tzrichim lahosim shekol zem mayrik b'shehisna Yisrael ima mikodem. She lo mechuyevas lasos shum malacha b'shvila b'yom haShabbos. Footnote 13. Minehu beistira. If that's the case, I have a new marasayin. What's my new marasayin? That the guy didn't do what Rabbi Simcha Budim Kohen said he has to do it in parentheses. He had to tell the shiksa that she's not mechuyev to do anything on Shabbos. I want to bet you that there are many people with their livings who never made the statement to the living, you don't do anything on Shabbos. And if they walk, put a dish on the Shabbos, their Moshe Yisroel won't apply. Maybe there's no Maris Ayin They didn't tell the Farish to do it on Shabbos. But Abba Mara Zayin, they didn't tell her before Shabbos, she doesn't do anything on Shabbos, which is a sine qua non, even according to him. Pile ployim. Minei obey a stira. Minei obey. Isn't it a great kash? Haldik of kash. It should be therefore potentially awesome. Hashem chashad. But he didn't tell her in advance that you're not going to do anything on Shabbos, which he himself says in the next paragraph is something which is absolutely required. I don't know. By side, we've concluded today's shiur. We didn't even start really the new topic. So tomorrow I want to maybe have one or two small little points, and then we're really going to start the topic. So make sure you get into the Maamar Kavos Torah stuff, Yud Zayin, and other sugyas for tomorrow's shiur. Okay. Just briefly, the Gemara on Kuf Beis. Let's make a comment before anything else. We mentioned last week, we read a Bir Halacha together. Let's look at it again. Siman Shin Chav Hey. Hey, Sif Yud Aleph. The top word on page Kuf Samach in this typical Mishnah Brurus. Aval Im Makiro Osir. The Mogan Avraham is cited here towards the end of this page. Mogan Avraham, the Daf Gemeno Yodea and Yehudi Shayisrael Tzarechlo. The Lavachi also the Chuliam Avshalob of Fonah. The Mogan Avraham says that if the whole idea of the Gemara Kuf Chav Beis of Nalva Bayez Teretz of Avshalob of Fonah, the dispute whether Rav agrees or disagrees, but the whole point of Shalob of Fonah is only for what purpose? The Ikak Hatam, the Mitzvahe Befanav, who Kadesh Yeda, Shayisro, Tzarech, Fiabi Beshvila, Jim Kank, Shayodea, Goy, Shayisro, Tzarech, Osir Av Shalob Befanav. So writes the Magan Avraham. Brackets, Hago, Vidivri Amagan Avraham, Niflu Mimeni, Dabi Kevish Ramagam Leo. Hallo Yoda in Yehudi should trichim la kevish leiredbo. By filahachi, kam rabaye, the lefirach mutarim leired, mishum, the shaloba fon of asal. That's his kash. So the Sholem Eshev suggested last week that perhaps the terrace of his question is that no, the guy who made the ramp from the boat to land was not someone who was on the boat. And we were looking for, where does it say this? I told him it's against Rashi. Rashi says that Makir Abba Sharebis Svino Yaboyimo. So we'll see soon, it's the Rajba. The Rajba gives you a pshat. And according to the Rajba's pshat, this question is answered. That in fact, he didn't know. Shaloba fundamentally, Taka didn't know. Good. Nice terrace. But I thought, unless I'm making a mistake, that the Magen Avraham sort of took care of this kash. That's what I'm wondering. Who wrote this Hagah? Was this Hagah written by the Mishnah Berurah himself? What does it mean, Hagah? I'm just curious. But I thought, by looking inside, that I made a mistake. That the Magen Avraham said something which would obviate this question. Even without the Teretz based upon the Rashba, which may didn't have a Rashba, whatever. I read you the Lashon of the of the Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Chaf Hei Siv Katan Chaf Ches. Listen carefully. Avraham says, "L'chein nirali, da'ak gabek dog maliach hasvinan di dava hatzarech la'ola v'chashinan shemayava b'shvila l'shabas habo." Why is the Magen Avraham so machmir? What are you so machmir for? The answer is he's according to Tosefta. I think it was, where it says that if you have anah from what the goyda this week, Next week, you'll tell him to do it for you. Doesn't matter that you did it for him, didn't do it for it. It's irrelevant. The minute the guy sees the Yid having enough of what he did, next week, the Yid will tell him what to do. Aval, the Dovash Eino Tzarech Tadir, Kagon, She'osa Akam Beged Pishton Liatzmo, Mutali Yisrael Alomsho, the Lekal Amecha, She'yabe Beshvila, the Shabbos Abro, Kidam Rinan Bigamora, Gabe Kevesh, She'ein Tzarech Lo Tadir. Here we go. The answer to the Kasha. The answer is that if it's something which is a rarity, how often you get stuck on a boat and there's no other built-in ramp? Most boats don't dock on Shabbos. If they do, they have the gangplank in there, it's already built into the system. Who ever heard of this? So it's a rarity. So if it's a rarity, then this chashash doesn't apply. That next week it's going to happen again. So it's a very rare occurrence. That's why it's mutter, as the Magen Avraham himself said. So the Hagos question is no question. The Magen Avraham is saying what he said to Aser. To Aser, even Shalom Afanov, if he knows that the Yisrael needs it, that's in a case which could repeat again next week. In a common case, he's making him water, putting on a candle, giving him fish, whatever it may be, as opposed to a kevesh, which is a rare. I think that takes care of this kasha, even without the teres that was suggested based upon the Rashba. That's comment number one for today. Comment number two is to, in fact, go over that tomorrow one more time, because we didn't do a good job last time. There is we read a Yerushalmi, Rabbosai, and we have to go over it again. If you recall, there were two different Girsos in the Yerushalmi. That's important to note. And the Rashba himself changes the Girsa. He quotes one Girsa and then he puts in another. But this we did mention last time. I want to go over it one more time, a little bit more carefully. Here in the Sugi, Rabbosai, Kufka Beis, the last Rashba in the Perek, in the 16th Perek, the original, the Girsa of the Rashba was, you should get back our bearings. The Rashba, the Rishonim quotes a story strikingly familiar to the Bible, and presumably identical to this, presumably the same story, presumably. See you soon. What's the story? Kuf Chav Beis Amid Beis. Let's read the story again. What is the story? It says over here, Shmuel Ikla Be'avin Turin, also Nochri Adlik Shraga, Adrina Shmuel Ape. So Shmuel turned his back away from the candle. Came in the chaz of the icy star, the kokori, Omer adatad the nafshehu, Dadlik, Adrino iyu lape the gabe shara. He turned his face back to the candle. All right, he was first turned away his face away from the candle, then he turned his way face back towards the candle. Same story in Yerushalmi. Same story in Yerushalmi. Omer of Yaakov Baracha hado amra. Letzorach Yisrael. So the original Girsa is Asur. We have the Girsa, he says, no. He says, it should be Logasin and Asur ala Mutter. What do you mean, Mutter? The Midahadrinu Shmuel Ape come Icy Raya. The Raya of Yaakov Bar Acha is from the fact that Shmuel turned his head back towards the candle, because once he saw the guy was reading from his star from the candlelight, indicated it's done for what? Letzorach Shneim. And the Letzorach Shneim is Mutter. Great. Comes Rabbi Yonah of Yossi and says, no, that's different. No, the reason why he did that is because he does not have to leave his house. But other than that, if there's an alternative, really, really you shouldn't have anah if it's nas letzorech shneya. Okay. That's what it says. That's what it says. Then they asked the question in the Yerushalmi, so if the din is, you're not required to inconvenience yourself in your own house, the Yerushalmi asked the question, so why did he turn his back in the first place? And the Yerushalmi doesn't have an answer. But that's typical Yerushalmi style. This is all according to the Girsa of Mutter, which is the Girsa which the Rashba introduces. And it's a Machlokas, the Smag has the same Girsa of Mutter. It's a Machlokas simply had a Pascha. Spoke about it so many times. Machlokas had a paskin. The Rashba paskins lekula, like of Yaakov or Acha, and the Smag paskins lechumra, like Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yonah. All right, it's a machlokas. What do you do with the other girsa, though? There is another girsa. You can just machavek another girsa. So I didn't realize what the pshat is until carefully. I saw it, and I should have told you this already last time. But the Beis Yosef talks about it at some length. The other girsa, and that's what I want to go over with you. Come back again later on in the Bible. The Beis Yosef can be found here in Siman Reish Ayin Vov. I'll read it to you. Nero the Kaim Yursus Asvarim. It's towards the end of the Siman. Asa. Hadal Amr the Tzorach of the Tzorach Yisrael Asa. I know you, Asa. Look what it says. The Yalfi Lamed the Chazina and the Kodem she is Asik Agoy Bishterosav. Hafach Shmuel Pana Mehaner. Away from the kid. Afal Gav. The Mashma de Litzorko U Litzorach Yisrael the Gner Zeh. Oh. See, we assumed until now, at the beginning, he assumed that the candle was lit only for Shmuel's purposes. No, he says, backwards. At the beginning, the Gemara assumed that he lit for both for himself and for Shmuel. Nonetheless, he turned his back away from the candle. You see, the Tzorach Yisrael is in fact Aser. That's the original Girsa, Aser. Ukshen is Asek Mishtar Osav. He gloy milsa de l'tzorach atzmo l'chud adlaka. Only for himself. Only for himself. Only for himself. Then he turned back to the candle. If this is the case, Rabosai, it comes out that the tzorach or the tzorach Yisrael is usher, period. No machlokas. According to both the Rashba and the Smag with the Girsa Mutter, it's a machlokas, Rabbi Yachav Aracha versus Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi, whether it's Aser or Mutter. The former being saying Mutter, the latter saying Aser. According to the base of Girsa of Aser, everyone agrees that if it's a Tzorach Yisrael, a Tzorach Hagoy, it's in fact Aser. What's Rabbi Yonah coming in? My Dam Rabbi Yonah, Shanya Hivachule, Lav the Tchuya Hadashamina Minah, to the Tzorach or the Tzorach Yisrael, Aser, Aser. No! Aser is Aser is Aser. There's no machlokas whatsoever. What's bothering Rabbi Yonah? A different thing's bothering him. And at the kasha they make kara, ki avisava Shmuel, to the tzorach Yisrael, nami hidlika, amar lo nafak Shmuel mehu beisa. Why did he just turn his head? You turn your head, you can still have some secondary gains from the candlelight. He should have walked out the front door. That's his kasha. He should have walked out the front door. What did he answer? No, you're not required to leave your house. And Yerushalmi asked, but do if you're not required to leave your house, so why are you required to turn your head? You know what, again, it's typically Yerushalmi fashion, leaving it sort of as a question. Adkan, the gears of us. Okay. Narabos. We have to turn our attention to the Gemara on Kufkov Beis Amud Alf. Before we come back to Amud Alf. Very important shtick of the Gemara with a Rashi with a Barashah. makiro also. Frank the Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel makiro hava. Amar Abaye, shalom b'fanav hava. Rabbi Omar, afilu tem b'fanav, ner le'echad, ner le'meya. That's the Gemara. Fine. So Rashi says, it's a very important Rashi. This went right over me. Avo makiro also, when it's first introduced, the Rashi is a very important. makiro osa. Frank the Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel makiro hava. Amar Abaye, shalom b'fanav hava. Rav Omar, afilu tempe b'fanav, ne'er le'echad, ne'er le'meya. That's the Gemara. Fine. So Rashi says, it's a very important Rashi. This went right over me. Aval makiro osa, when it's first introduced, the Rashi is a very important word. Kosal gadaitach. Emphasize. Kosal gadaitach. The Ovid nami adata didei. What do you mean kosal gadaitach? What kosal gadaitach? Makir Asr, you think? Because you did for both of them? So the Marsha asks this kasha, turn to the Marsha and see what he says. Marsha can be found here on page. It's not printed in my book. It's right. It's Lamed Aleph Mabez and Dapei Hamarsha. The very last piece. Please turn. The very last piece on the on this page. Going over to Lamed Bez and Aleph, as we'll get there in a second. Pirish Rashi. Kosal Kadaitach Oven the Named Adad Day. Lekachayam Maksha wrote the lesson of Makiro. Afilu Bahach the Rabban Gamliel. That's the Havamina. The Havamina is Makira with us, even if there's no Shem Yabba Bishvilo. Why? Because you think he's doing it both for you and for him. He's Makiro, so he does it for himself. He's a nice guy. He has me in mind as well. He knows me. He knows me. He's my friend. Avolamai the Masik Ner Liechod Ner Lemeo. I'm in the last line. Ner Liechod Ner Lemeo Shari Af. B'makiro afilu he ovid nami adata didei. That's the maskana. Saruch lomar the makiro asur when and why and how. Bishop Deshem b'yaber b'shvilo. So Rashi said it's only a havamina that it's ovid nami adata didei. But the maskana ne'alecha ne'alemeya, even though it's ovid nami adata didei, it's mutter anyway. Comes out of a furish gemara, probably like the Rashba. He does it for himself and for a Jew, it is in fact permissible. And if a Rashi said it's only usher and a halamina, because the Ovid Nami Adada Didei is usher. Maskon is not true. Ovid Nami Adada Didei is in fact mutter. In fact, I still quoted, the Bialocha quoted the Chemed Moshe. The Chemed Moshe as ruling permissively in this matter. He doesn't tell you why. This is the Siman Reish Ayin Vov. Turn please to the Bialocha. Reish Ayin Vov. There we are, page 112 in the Mishnah Brura. Long Bir Alocha. Ain pasuk b'sefer Chemed Moshe is four lines from the bottom of page 112 of Bialocha. Lahakel v'hidlik hagoy l'tzorach atzmo l'tzorach Yisrael. Doesn't tell you where his raya is. This is his raya. His raya is from this Rashi with this Marsha and his Muchach with his Maskanas HaGemara. In fact, it is mutter. What's paradoxical is that the Rishon who should have made a big deal out of this didn't. Punkt verkehrt. Who should have trumpeted this pshat the Rashba? No, the Rashba thought this Gemara, not only is it not a riot to him, he viewed it as a kasha against him. So those have a Rashba should open up. Rabbi Osai, if you have a Rashba, open up and see what happens over here. Amazing. The Rashba says, woo. Well, if he mashik asaf, the dakshak goy osa mishtamish ba afilu osa l'tzorach l'tzorach yisrael mutter. She does a Rashba, as we well know. And in megam gem tzas, mehodak shinim rabbi gamliel, from a Gamliel Makiru Ava, for Hutzrach Abaya Lukmish Lobafonov, for Rabbi Mitama the Nelecha Nel Lemea, the Alma, La Baye Bafonov Osir, Ula Rava, the Mita the Ekala Fushibish Yisrael Osir, the Afagav, the Ahulat Sarach Yisrael, Ulat Sarako Hava. Whoa, look at this. He doesn't draw the distinction which we just did, which the Marsha just did, between the case with. They're afraid to be married with Shiloh or not. He stands says the Gemara is mashma. The Gemara is mashma fakert. That if it's tzorcho ulitzorech ha Yisrael, for the garment of Yisrael, it's in fact usher. Because the Rashba understands ne'er le'echa, ne'er le'ben, not like the Marsha, that ne'er le'echa and ne'er le'ben means you have both of them in mind. No. Ne'er le'echa, ne'er le'ben, and the Rashba means you have only yourself in mind. Only yourself in mind. That's it. And then and only then is it mutter. In a case in which you have others in mind, what's that? Shemiyah b'shvilo, you have both in mind. It's in fact usher. Frekta Rashba, but I say it's mutter, so what's going on? So the Mashah said the difference between this Efshel Laharbas and Efshel Laharbas. The Mashah, the Rashba himself, didn't hold from that. Amazing. He gives two terutzim. First, Shani Rav Gamliel, the Kaven, the Nasi Yisrael Hava, Ikoro Mishum Didei. That's the bottom Tosfos. That's the bottom Tosfos. Tosfos Abaye agrees Ne'elecha Ne'elemeya. Rav Gamliel is different. Ikel Torah Rav Gamliel. That explains why, in fact, it would be a problem, again, why it would be usur in this case, or even though Rabbi Rashba says normally, if you have in mind both of them, it would be mudur. Here the Gemara sounds it would be usur. Again, because he's a ne'elecha ne'elemeya, it's only for you. Otherwise, it would be usur, according to Rava. The answer is no, because Rabbi Gamliel is a famous personage, and you have him in mind primarily, as we mentioned earlier. That's teretz number one. V'yesh lama'od. We mentioned this earlier today. T'shema also goy she'ovar es ha'kevesh lo me'olson shaya b'svina ha'tzrichim le'irid hoya. Oh no. Ela acher shalo hoya b'svina k'de she'yerde misham ha'bar b'svina. Oh, whole new story. Remember the Rashba. He says, what did I tell you? The most important person in the world, me, myself, and I. If I myself am involved, it doesn't matter that I have a Yisrael involved as well. If the guy has his own self-interest, that's what determines. And I, the Gemara here, seems to say we go l'chumra. Oh, of course, because he had no self-interest in this case. He was off the boat. See, we use this to answer originally a different kasha, the Bialachas kasha, but the Rashba said to answer the other kasha. He's off the boat. He didn't do it for himself. Wow. Nuah, that's your kasha. So what does the Gemara mean? Rabbi Gamliel makiru hava? Rashi said, let's chat. Oh, they're good friends. They played shuffleboard on the boat together. So that's what Rashi says, no? Rashi says, okay, he used the word shuffleboard, but what else did he do on the boat? Makiru hava? Shereb esfina yaboimo. Doing the same boat together. But according to this chat of the Rashba, he was not on the boat. How did he know him? So the Ritva says, the Rashba says nothing. The Ritva says, how did he know him? Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi Yisrael. Everybody knew who he was. The guy on ground who was pulling, making this ramp to from the ground to the ship. He saw Rabbi Gamliel. Everybody had the Gedolim pictures. Everyone knew what anybody looked like. The Ritva had his other Mefursim, and he knew who he was. This being the case, Rabbi Osai, we could suggest Abaye's Teretz. Abaye says, Shalom b'fon of Hava. What does it mean? He mamish didn't know that he was there. See, Rashi says, Shalom b'fon of Hava, k'shasol, o'er b'gam li'el shav din chavele. He obviously knew he was there from the boat. According to the richest child, he didn't know. Shlomo Fav, he pushed it, didn't know he was there. Didn't know. That explains what the Ritva says. Rava vadai lo polig al Abaye. Why should he argue? He didn't even know he was there. Didn't know he was there. That's what the Rava means, Shvada. Okay, this is a new pshat. In any event, Rabbi Osai, according to the Smag, who asers when he does it for himself and for the Yisrael, there's no kasha from here. To the contrary, follow the Rashi's chat, it's a riot to the smack. It's a riot to the smack against Rashi and the Mashah, who understand Ne'elecha Ne'elemeya means he does for both of them. The Rashba and the Sunnah means he does for himself only. Fine. One final Nakuda before something new Sugi, and that is the Rashba says as follows. The Rashba is assuming that the story of the Bavli and the story of the Rishalmi is the same story. sounds very similar. The same person, the same Rashi, come out to say identical. So the Rashi says like this. The Rashi says, if that's the case, you see from our Gemara that the Tzor called the Tzorach Yisrael is Mutter. Why? Because the Yerushalmi quotes the story of Shmuel, the Tzorach Shnein. The Yerushalmi true has a machloikas between Yachav Baracha and whom? And Rabbi Yonah. Unresolved. So you can't tell from the Shalmi which way it goes. However, there's a resolution, in fact, in the Bavli. Because the Bavli says, in fact, it's Mutter. That Shmuel, when he came to the understanding that it was for himself as well as for the Yisrael and for the Goy, turned his face back towards the candle. So that's what the Rashi was. You see, Mefurash Bavli being made in the Shiloh of the Yerushalmi. Now the question would be, what will the Smag do? So here's the answer, which the B'alacha sort of mentions in one line. Take a look quickly. It's five lines from the bottom. We'll start a little bit earlier. V'chein muchach pasha the suga perasol perak kol kisvei. V'maisa the shmuel, the sova kadisit karayas ha Yerushalmi, leheter. V'hainu behidlik l'tzorach atzimu l'tzorach Yisrael, ki maisa the Yerushalmi. That's right, pasha. Okay, against Rabbi Yonah and Yerushalmi, the Bible's against him. Im lo shenitchok v'nomar, to uvda achrita havi. Can you imagine the two separate stories? Unbelievable. The same person, same Shmuel, the same guy. The two separate cases. One's a case we had to buy the Torah Shneim, and one's a different case. That's an amazing kind of a dochak. Amazing. According to the Smag, according to the Bavli, Shmuel turned his face because he thought he did it in the Torah Shneim. And he turned his face back towards the candle because he's doing it only for himself, the guy, only for himself. Now, that's not such a crazy thing, because if you remember, we had the Beis Yosef with his Giras Nishami, said exactly the same chat. So the Beis Yosef chat and the Giras of Asa Nishami will be the smart chat in this case of the Bavli. Different than the Nishami, according to the Giras as a smart. So it come out, the Uvda Achrita, and it's no Raya. Okay, but the truth is it's not the Pashup chat. With this, we close. We go back to start the new Sugya for today. Yud Zayin Amid Beis Rebbe Yosef. Sorry for all these delays. We now start the final push, Rabbi Sachs. We need push. So to finish the very important inyanim. The Mishnah says on Yud Zayin Amid Beis Rebbe Yosef, everybody wake up. Beis Shammai Omer Mei Nosten Oros La'avda V'lo Kelem L'Koves L'Koves Nachri El L'Kadesh Yeyosem Ebod Yom U'Bekulan Beis Hillel Matirim Im HaShemesh. Okay. Fine. We're makel to give leather. This is to a tanner just before shkia. To give clothes to a cleaner just before shkia. Says Tosfos. Mikan hayanire. Everyone see the place? Mikan hayanire. The Rabbi in the time, the Hatra, the Kablonus, Nochri, Livnos, Bishatis. I can give a contractor the instructions to build my house on Shabbos. All may the Rabbi Rechaim, the Shari Beisilla, Liba the Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara, the Matiran, the Niach Sham, Chit, the Bod Yom, the Anichen, the Kola Shabbos, Kolshke, and Kablonus, are they Nochri, the Shari? Rabbi in the time said it's Mutter, why not? Kablonus is the same as what, Rabbi Osai? Arisus. What is Arisus? A sharecropper who gets paid a certain percentage, and he does it for himself. He's working the field for himself, for his third, a quarter, a half. Ain't a riot, says Tosfos. V'yadei kuliyam asherichayim tochanos me'atzmon v'yadei nami shetchin shachitin husmusha me'erev Shabbos. Aba kablonos yomru shetzivu lehem b'shabbos lasas. Now wait, Rabosai, everyone agrees that the time is right in principle. They argue because of Maris Ayin v'Chashat. That's the reason. Well, maybe right. So per kamad avodah zorah, tamar Ashbag, maskir adam sodeil look nochi might have oris arisuse ka'avid, v'chinam v'kablonuse ka'avid. Mefurish. What's the difference in arisus and kablonus? Yafa gavir amshuv men alaza poligaleh kamal kirashim ben gamliel. The stam asis and kavasei. The mutter mefurish. Adamina may be married cotton your days, Mikabla Kibolas Tokat Kuma, Sir Hutut Kumutter, Mukira Benatam, Hossam Kula Shmite be Ovel, Ulakahmir, Ovel is Mocham, Ovakent the Molochiv, Ad Kanra Benatam, Poshit. Ah, come on. Nere. The Hossam Ika, the Makmi Becholamoid, Tfemi be Ovel. Actually, the man the machit fei ba'avil b'vchol amoyed moide b'shabes ucham b'tzvei. The nearer the read the hard the shor b'shmeit oras the avdan heine b'tolish. Lo mefars the mamil such a dachri osu b'malacha b'veisa. Lo yadish shal yisrael. And so to invite cotton, they don't know. Abel kablonis the mechubar to have b'shus yisrael the mefars the mamil sa osu b'toch atchum. The haroa yomar schire yom ninhu and isur of maris ayin. So passing Rabbeinu Tam, Nochimashu b'Yerushalmi, the Pirkim, the Kama Hasam Umnei Nochim Shein Olsen Im Yisrael B'Soch Beiso Olsen B'Soch Beiso Mutter. Om Rabbi Shimon Ben Alot Rabbi 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 Kibolis. Avol the next page. Avol B'Schar Olsen Pirish Schir Yom. That's always Olsen. Awesome. You're hiring to work for you. You're paying him by the hour. Pemed Ramurim B'Tolish. Avol B'Mechuber Olsen. Here it is. With the Irach Heres, maybe tells him Mechuba Mutter. He's out of the tomb. There's no Marasayin. On Rabbi Shimon Ben Kahana, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yachab Ben Shabbos, with the Ovel Ben Azor, look at Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Rabbi Matam Nami, Kishabona is Beso, Lo Samach Al Chuvoso, Lo Rotzo Lahati. When he built his own house, he was Machmir. He didn't follow his own Psak. Fine. This is Tosis. Let's open now to Shulchan Aruch and see what it says. Resh Mem Dalet Sif Aleph Rabosai. Resh Mem Dalet Sif Aleph. Resh Mem Dalet Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says, Posik in Bagoyal HaMelocha in Bekotz in Pibdomim Bagoyosu Melatzno Vapapishu Osu B'Shabes Mutu. He doesn't know, you just gave him money, do whatever you want. What is he going to think? He's going to think that he hired him by the hour and told him to work on Shabbos. He's going to be the Gomer.
Maris Ayin v'chashad. Okay? Gvalk. Now it goes further than that. Open up to the Mordechai Rabosai and Simon Reish Mem Zayin. Please. Reish Mem Zayin the Mordechai. And only is the Mechaber Aser having the Goy build your house or work in your field. You got the field. Build your house on Shabbos, but it goes further than that. Take a look, please, in the Mordechai Resh Mem Zayin, page Ayin. Oh, Shesachar Nochi lived as Bais Bekablonus also the Nosu B'Shabbos. L'Odomer L'Oras L'Avdam V'Kelim L'Kofsan L'Nochi D'Mutter Shem Tosh Avo Bayis Shu Mechuber Osu. The pasuk we reshami about is Arasham. Kirashim Elazar Asim Mechuber. Uchen Mukav the Tosus. Yeah. Ulatake. Look at this now. Ulatake no Avonim vaKoras vaNasarim. The Zuhi Tolish. Mutu le Nakri le Take in Rochom vimakom binyan Abayis. Shaloye Nirek in binyan Yisrael. Vishema Gamze Asur. Kevin Shetzorech Mechuberhi. Unbelievable. You want to ask the guy to work in his own shop. He has a shop, he fixes stones and he fixes locks. ultimately to be in place in your house on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Even that's not allowed to do on Shabbos in his own shop. Why? Kevish is talking mechuberi. Uve mechuber ki I gav na pligi u pasuk of Shimon Laza. Hilu lasa binyan. Shem afra bonan modu da osur. The kalim, the lakovis, the shor, hayna mishus nafi dafka. End quote of the smag. Look at this. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Lechumra. Look at this. Really? Serious. Open up, please. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Beis. 2 days. Please open the Sif Beis. Resh Mem Dalet. Sif Beis. Lifsol Avonim Uletake Nakorat Afilu Bebeitu Shulagoyim Osir. Came to the Torah Bechubu. Vim Osir came. Lo Yashakam Bebeit. Even Bediyevet. Don't put him in. Don't install him in your house. Ramah. Yeshomim, the Aino, Mefursim, Shushal Yisrael, Shari. Okay, so 2 days, apparently it's a machlokes, whether that itself is a machlokes in the Mishalmi, or even if he said it's mut. That's Pasha Pshat. Says the Mishnah Brewer, Yudal, let's catch a little bit of a break over here. Lifsal Avonim, Dafka Shavonim, the Koras, Haim Shel Yisrael, when the son of the Uman and Yehudi, the Satatam, who the Takna, Avonim, and Yehudi, Messiah's Avonim, Shalom, who the Takan Koras, Shalom. Yisrael, Osim of Kibolas, Alakol, Vabrere, Old, Biyara, any Yehudi, Lissakas, Avonim, Acheros, Ulaxa, Gel, Latzmo, Afilu, Osa, Zelda, Turk, Yisrael, Emena, Bebesh, Yisrael, Afi, Befurs, Shasta, Turk, Yisrael, Mutter, Shazelonok, Shazel, O Nikra, Adaim, Lach, Yisrael, Cain, Kosova, Dagom, Ravava, and the Radvas is the same thing. So at least that kind of, that's Svara we have, Baruch Hashem, for that. Okay. Siv Dalit, something also very interesting. Siv Dalit. Melechas Farhesia, Philip and Metalpnin, Gon Svina Yedua Yisrael, Dina Kama Melechas Mechuber. As long as it's up in front and center, everyone knows about it. It's your Svina. What's Svina today? Come on. Your car. Everyone have own a boat? Some of my cars, some of the kids call it the boat. So there's this boat. So this boat is being fixed. Let's say it be a gas station smack in the middle of the town. Who lives in a town that has a gas station smack in the middle? Teaneck. There's a gas station right in the residential area. And was walking by and they're seeing, and it says in the back, you know, vanity plates, rabbi or something like that. Or it says something like that. Or it says, Ha'am im ha'golan, something along those lines. Or something that was just clear. And they said the guy is sitting there when it's up there and he's knocking and he's banging. That's a problem, because it's mefursim, show yourself, it's a problem. It is a problem. It really is a problem, Rabbi Osak. Fortunately, there is an important Mishnah Brewer test. When the Mechaber said, it's also betoch atchum, the Mishnah Brewer added, sheregilim anshe ha'ir lif'omim leilech shav. Now, where my gas station is, it's toch atchum, but nobody, no yid ever walks there. Maybe it's one yid walks by in the way to the lane somewhere a mile, and he walks somewhere near there, maybe, the Dochak. I can't really see it from there either. But no, it's not in all a Jewish community. I think it would be mutter in that case. That's what the Dora Behuda calls Rechov Ha'Eino Yehudim. It doesn't mean it's out of the Tzvuk. That can be found in Shari Tshuva, Reish Mem Hei Sif Hei. Look quickly, it's page Ches in Mishnah Brura, in the Shari Tshuva, and this edition is called Beis. The different ways of numbering Shari Tshuvas. How's yours called? What's yours called? Also Beis? What's it called by you? Shari Tshuva, page Ches. There's only one there. What's it called? Beis? Beis, okay. Because some of they go with the Varhatives. Beis, okay, good. Chosav Shut Not Behuda, Tinyana Chav Tes. I'd like everyone to look at that tshuva if you have a chance. Everyone look at the first paragraph of that tshuva, first couple of paragraphs. Very important. Mi sheyesh lo chanus psucha b'rechov ha'enam Yehudim. Ben Yehudi yusachal aleshev b'chanus v'dimkav v'nosn l'skiris edu al ha'shavu al ha'chashana. Ze osir al ha'tzol ha'osir l'ifsa mikol me'al mikol elef al mikol kikar dava kotla fila pruta. Etc. V'dav lejah chutz al skiris. That's the nafshik ovid. Period. What do you see from the Nabi Yehuda? I'm not up to the main chiddush yet, we'll get to that later this week. But you see, there were chol, but ain't Yehudim, but that chutz atchum. Otherwise, you'd be in big trouble with the cars. If it's famous, everyone knows, oh, this is the car. Everyone, Okay. That's what we rely upon. That's sniff lahak. Good. Rabosai, let's open now to the Bir Halacha here. Resh Mem Dalit. Resh Mem Dalit. What the Mechab page? Page Dalit here. The Mechab said, if you tell the goy to build your chotzer or your wall or your house, so then it's a problem. Zok Bir Halacha. Let's read the Mishnah Berurah first. Sifkotan Zion. Sifkotan Zion. The Afal Gav, look very carefully, it's very, very important. Zion. The Afal Gav, the Derek Sodal Arisus, the Imkain Yizbru Shalakoka Barisus, Kimoshakos of Simon Reshman Gimel, Sifal, which is permissible. Mikomakam Osir. Why? The Shani Hosam, the Kishayach Kiradova Yimote Shekenu, Shaen Yehudi Nodal Cholek Barperis. They used to harvest 10 bushels, and the guy would get 2 bushels or 5 bushels. So that they see, he's getting half the bushels. So they understand, it's in ours. Aval hocha sheyiru, v'yeis ha-kotzir, she'ein ha'einu yehudi nozo berevach, yedu l'mafreya, d'lav oris hoya, v'yach shedu she'skir yom hoya, v'shchiach liskor po'al em li'avim l'mlocha. Okay? If he's a sharecropper, he's going to collect bushels of apples. So since that's going to happen, people are going to see that happening. They're going to understand he's a sharecropper. It's much different to work on Shabbos. But if he's not collecting apples, it's collecting dollars, people will have two ways to look at it. Either the Jew hired him by the hour and told him, here, $10 an hour and work for me on Shabbos, which is not allowed. And we're afraid they're going to consider that option and be choshing him. They could have also said, he's paying him a flat fee, $100, and work whatever you want. But unfortunately, the maxim of Chazal, having done as called the Adam Lekav Schus, is not universally followed, and therefore afraid of Chashad. That's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Zayin. Vafilu, he continues, Vafilu im minhag ha'ir, liskor b'kiboles, that's the common custom, not to pay him by the hour, to pay him by the job, which is permissible. So you're afraid that people are still going to be malamed chova? You betcha. People are people. Das hataz lahachmir. Shalol aniach ben Yehudi lasas besadah b'shabbos of Yontif. V'kolshken b'binyan bayis. Dakati yach shadu b'skir yom. Shegam zeh hu regilus. That's also common. V'yesh shemekilim b'zeh. Kishemineg kol ha'ir hu b'kiboles. When everyone is paid by the job and no one is paid by the hour. The ayin bi alocha shebiyano shebisadi eshlisma al the ram b'mokam hefsid awal b'bayis tzorech inim yesh lahokal b'zeh du neged das kama poskin. Whoops. If every last person in town pays by the job, nobody pays by the hour, still the Mishnah Berurah wants to aser. I ask you a question. How in heaven's name can you justify this issue? What are they going to be choshed in? Every single worker in town is being paid by the job, not by the hour. And everyone knows by the job, you come whenever you want to do it. So what kind of chashad? Pile, ploim, mamish. We don't understand it. So let's first discuss where the majority is kablonus and the minority is skiryom. Let's discuss that case first. So that's where the Bialocha begins. That's how it begins. He starts by saying, I am Ishtabrua B'Shem Atatz, Tafilum Derech Anshi Ayir, this God Paul and B'Kablonus, Gam Kein Osir, Diach Shadu B'Skiryom, Shegam Zehu Regilus. And I feel a minig rove here b'kablonis, gam kein osur, came in the regile b'skire yom gam kein. Who said so? Tosis Yeshanim, but we saw. Tosis Yeshanim is really our Tosis when the print starts getting smaller. It's called Tosis. Let's take a look. Yud Chesem and Aleph, the continuation of our Tosis. Let's read it together. The Farish like this. What does it say over here? Small print. Miu besada mutta karash bag, the besada regilus lasas barisus, velo beskirus yom. When is the Mudas of Tosfos Shanim? When it's not normal, regular to pay him by the hour. Okay, what's the implication of Tosfos Shanim? When it's normal to pay by the hour, even if the majority is fakir to pay by the job, it's still going to be asa. Okay. Frek the Bialacha, but it's another shita. Why are we so adamant to Aser? The Rush, he quotes the Rush that I asked you to see. I am sorry that it's a typo. I asked you, it's supposed to be Chaf Gimel instead of Chaf Aleph. It's the Rush from Perla Ma'amah Kamas. What does he quote? Rabbeinu Tam Zal, look what it says. Rabbeinu Tam Zal, read inside, I'm on the page 8 here in the Bialacha, line 1. Please look inside. Okay? Rabbeinu Tam Zal, Hitl Yisrael, Shesacha, Umna, Livnos, Lobais, Bekablonis. Hisig Rosh, Yomar, the Mehach, the Shmait, the Dama, Arisuse, Kaavid, Besode, Ein Raila Kablonis, Batim. The Fisha Ein Regilus, Besode, Ella, Aris, Vachakiris, Avil Ro, Binyan, Batim, Ayade, Skiryom, Hilka, Choroa, Oma, Skiryom, Ninu, Umashma, Mizes, to be all off correctly. The Imro, Vahir, Dagam, Bekablonis, Afilu, Bebatim, Ein Lahachmir. So he doesn't understand why we're so, why is the Taz so strict, even in the case where the majority is done by Kablonis. He quotes the Tosfos Shanim I just mentioned, like the Taz, that it's Osir against the Rosh. It's a Machlokas, okay. It's a Machlokas between the Tosfos Shanim and the Rosh. Taz on the Chumra. Okay, fine. But now we start a whole new story. I am the Prima Godin, Shekosa, the Latam Haran. Of course, it's the Rana answer to see in the Ma'am HaKomis. Page Vav Amud Beis in Masechta Avodah Zarah. The Latam Aran, look very carefully, Rabbosai, and I dare you to find this in the Ran. When you learn Avodah Zarah, you will learn Avodah Zarah, I dare you to find it. But the Prima Godim says it, he's correct. It's an accurate quote of the Prima Godim. The Latam Aran, Dasrina Nafilu Bekibolas Desada. Why? Not because, listen very carefully, not because people suspect this man of hiring workers by the hour. No, that's not what we're afraid about. But rather, why? Should the mezzele inchi kischir yom, hainu, afilu yedu shekablanu, they'll know that Reuven pays them by the job. Lidetu, to the unlearned, ein chiluk, Kosh ain't a goy notal berevach, won't take apples. They don't see a difference if you're paying it by the job or by the hour. V'yavo lahatir af schire yom mamish. A new chashash rabosa. Whenever we talk about marasai and chashash, there are two problems. One is they'll suspect you of wrongdoing. And the other is, no, they'll assume you're doing the right thing. And they'll do the, and they'll also do it. What's wrong? It's the right thing. Ah, but they'll misunderstand. And they won't discriminate between paying by the job and paying by the hour. In reality, paying by the job is mutter, by the hour is also. They won't know the difference. They'll pay by the job. Excuse me, they'll pay by the hour. So it's going to be machshav them in a chet. This is how the Prima Godim understands the Ran and Avodah Zarah. Nu, says the Bial correctly. Lefizeh. Afilu nisparsim u'minig ha'mokal nisgor rak b'kibolis gam kain asur. That's correct. That's correct. If such a sheet exists, you have to ask them. Aval atama shulchan aruch shekosav einu yodea shekotas v'yomer sheploni socha hagoy lasa lo melacha b'shabbos. Phrase doing a he suspects him of wrongdoing. Mashma dehecha shenisparsim shezeh ish socha bekablonis. Oh, sheminig also amakol viska apolim bekablonis. Shari fumitzaret sham lachol bezeh. Prima Godim as well, so Machlokas Vei Shemi Meikim. Says the Bialocha, I don't like it. Shita Saran La Vichidohu Bezeh. Yesh Od Harbei Poskim Sfirli Kavasei Ledina. Many other Poskim. Laniyas Daiti, after reading through all these Poskim, there's no one who said it. Nobody said it. The Ran himself didn't say it. The Ran himself didn't say it. I must tell you, I thought I was a mamash of Kol Kore Bamidbar. That was the only person, I think. But they're ready to patch him with it a little bit? Ah, right, I understand. It means Nochon Hachman, correct. Below, quote, Nachol Ahachmir, end quote, Bulvat. Okay, that's what, okay, very good. The way we read it now, it doesn't read. Very good. Okay. Kekotav HaMagon Avraham. V'chein Mucha Dat HaBach, Nizkiyom, Chayodim. Wow. Can you imagine this? Unbelievable. It's absolutely awesome. Medina. Where's the source for this? Shin Chaf Hei Sif Yud Dalet. Let's look there quickly. Shin Chaf Hei Sif Yud Dalet. What does it say there? Osa Goy B'Shabbos Oron Okev. The Ramaskol Mihah.